Today's broadcast made possible by Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Every Friday and Saturday night, the entire family can enjoy DJ skating with a live DJ and light show from 7:45 to 10 p.m. So if you've got nothing going on tonight, visit JerseyShoreArena.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, along with our good buddy Ray Malaspina in the studios today. Boys final will tip around 3 o'clock. It is Manasquan 43-22 on St. Rose. About where the lead has been for a while, right around that 20-point mark. It's been as much as 23.
Well, Matt, when they took Sullivan and Mabry out of the game with 4:14 left in the third quarter, they had a 20-point lead. They actually picked up a point.
St. Rose with it off the quarter break. Lauro, played by Ford, who is back into the game. Mabry back in as well. Clark, Hageman, and Hart, the other three players. For St. Rose, it's Amy and Rose White. Phipps, Lauro, and Peyton Smith.
Well, I think by now most people are accepting it's just a matter of what the final margin is going to be. Manasquan has been in complete control from the opening tip.
Manasquan will put the ball in play. Hart throwing back for Clark. Mabry with it, flipping right corner. Ford, with a three-point attempt, is fouled. And if it's on the shot, it'll be three free throws. It was a loose ball foul.
17 foul.
So it'll be Stella Clark, actually, who will go to the line for a 1-1.
Who was that last foul on that?
Stella Clark shooting one.
Is it Amy
Phipps.
White?
Phipps. Phipps is third, seventh on St. Rose. Clark's front end of the 1-1, no good. Ball came right back to her. Nobody went into the lane. She'll miss the layup off the left side. And St. Rose will try and push, try to do anything they can to get back into this game. Lauro drives, lost the handle on the way up on the left side. Mabry collects, and Manasquan will now get it up court. Good feed and find for Hageman. Step back, long jumper from the right corner off the mark, no good. Saved by Ford. Clark open from just off the left block. Has six.
Terrific play by Bridget Ford on the save to keep it alive and lead to the easy basket.
This matching the biggest lead of the afternoon, 45-22. Missed shot by St. Rose. Loose ball coming to Hart. Mabry will get it up court for Manasquan.
I think that'll be on Lauro.
Foul number 12, just Lauro.
Her fourth.
Her fourth personal foul, 18 foul. At the line for Manasquan, number 3, Marina Mabry.
Mabry will go to the line here. Makes the first free throw. She has 15. Second one also good.
Number 33, Sarah Kurtz checking.
Now the biggest lead of the day, 47-22. Sullivan back into the game for Manasquan. This is Phipps handing off Napolitano on the drive. Napolitano was fouled. Not a shooting foul, just the 15 foul on Manasquan.
Foul number 25, number Hart, her first personal.
It'll be on Hart, her first.
On the Warriors.
Step back long three by Kurtz is good.
Hey, a couple of those long threes. She's got 10.
And she was waiting for that one for a while. Off the crossover, Sullivan from Hart in the left corner. Drops in the jump shot. She's got seven and the lead 49-25.
Just really impressed with Manasquan's ability to make nice passes to lead to open shots. That really have played a complete game today.
Another three by Kurtz in transition. Makes it 49-28. Timeout will be taken by Lisa Kokoda and Manasquan. 5:24 to go in the fourth quarter. 30-second timeout. So we will keep it right here. And Kevin on cue, at least right now. The boys' final set to tip at 3 o'clock. Number 1, Point Beach against number 2, CBA. We talked about it real quick at halftime, but a lot of interesting little storylines in that one. You know, CBA, arguably the most storied program in the last 30 years of the short conference tournament with 16 championships. Point Beach lost last year in the final, trying to avenge that loss.
Yeah, and Matt, we can see now the crowd is really filled in. Just about all the seats. I mean, there's a couple of seats. Now, obviously, some of these people will leave, but I'm looking up in the standing where the people stand, and I'm sure those are people for the next game who are waiting for the girls to leave to pick out their seats. It really is an anxiously anticipated matchup. You know, we thought we might have a second straight All-Ocean County final, but CBA took care of Lakewood the other night, and I'm not so sure that for basketball fans who really don't have a stake in the game, this is the game they didn't want to see. Point Beach against CBA. As you said, the premier program in the Shore over the last, I mean, they've won 16 of these in the last 30 years, which is incredible, against a real upstart program that, you know, with four great seniors, you don't know if they'll ever get here again.
Off the inbound, Sullivan and Kurtz come together. A loose ball scramble is handled by Mabry. Now Mabry will drive. Kick outside for Clark, who is bumped by Kurtz, and that's going to be it for Sarah Kurtz. That is her fifth personal foul. It will send Clark back to the free throw line for some more shots, and a tough end to the short conference tournament for St. Rose for sure, and Sarah Kurtz will leave with their 13 points, a team high right now, but never really could get on track until a late couple of baskets here.
Yep, disappointment for Kurtz, a 5'10 senior. She'll be replaced in the lineup by Jess Laura, who's got four fouls. I think we're going to see our fair share of free throws over the last 5 minutes.
Both of these teams, obviously, with a upcoming state tournament. For St. Rose, they are the number 5 seed in the non-public B South group. They will play 12th seeded Timothy Christian in the opening round, I believe as early as Monday.
That is correct, although based on the weather forecast, Matt, I don't think there'll be any games on Monday.
Talk about Manasquan in just a second. That is true. Here is Lauro. Step back three. She's fouled by Ford, and this will be three free throws. This one is what? Titan? The Storm? Is it Titan?
Yeah. When did that happen? I mean, I used to think they only named hurricanes.
Well, I will say this. We hope that it's almost the end of winter, which it is, because they're almost out of letters to name the winter storms.
That's true.
They're up to T. They'll call that a non-shooting foul.
Wow.
Eva Hart will come back in for Manasquan, by the way. They're in Central Jersey Group 2. They're the 4 seed in the tournament. Remember, a lot of their 5 losses came before Marina Mabry was eligible. Interestingly enough, if seed holds out, they will play Rumson in the section semifinals. Traveling violation called on Napolitano.
Boy, that would be interesting, huh?
That would be a game that would be at Rumson. They are the top seed in their bracket. Manasquan will play Willingboro in round number 1.
Now I'm going to go on a record and say Manasquan's better than a number 5.
Here's a bounce for Hageman. We'll pull back out and reset. Less than 5 remaining. Clark thought about the 3. Will get called for a travel. And it'll be St. Rose basketball. Napolitano back in. Amy White checks out. Manasquan comfortably ahead here, 49-28. Lauro will drive off on the right side. Throw one up way off the mark. And it's cleared by Manasquan. Mabry up court. Nice shovel find for Sullivan in the right corner. Reaching foul on Lauro.
That's her fifth.
And it will send Sullivan to the line for two. St. Rose already in the double bonus. So two players for St. Rose have fouled out. Kurtz being one, and now Lauro will join her. Peyton Smith has four fouls as well for St. Rose. Amy White back in. You want an extra day off for St. Rose. If the weather does happen on Monday like it's expected, might not be the worst thing after how this game has gone today.
Yeah, this one will sting. I think it'll sting not just because of the loss, because of the fact Matt really never in the game.
And not from the beginning till where we are right now.
Yeah.
And probably not made, wouldn't be good against anybody, but the fact that it's Manasquan probably doesn't help either with the proximity of the school. Sullivan makes the first free throw. She's got eight. Second one on the way. Make it nine. She'll continue her collegiate career next year at Wagner College. Phipps brings it up court for St. Rose. Napolitano in traffic. Gives back to Phipps. On the right side, she's bumped by Hageman, who will commit her second and the team seventh. So everything going to be free throws now on the whistles for the remaining part of this one.
You know, interesting, both of Sullivan's brothers, of course, playing football at Monmouth University here, Jim and Dan. So the parents have had short commutes to watch their kids play college. Now they'll have to travel a little bit.
Not bad.
Not bad.
But you can get some nasty traffic on the way to Staten Island. Phipps goes 2 of 2 from the line, has four. What a difference from the other night when she had such an electric shooting performance. Just couldn't get it going today. Credit the Manasquan defense for that. We're at the midway point here of our fourth quarter. Long three on the way by Hageman is good. Talk about a different player from one game to the next. Hageman's been red hot from the outside. Three on the way by Napolitano is good. Her first basket. And St. Rose will take a 30-second timeout. 54-33. With 3:54 to go in the fourth quarter.
You know, Hageman, let's be honest, when they get into the state tournament for Manasquan, and you said a possible, you know, matchup with Rumson, having three players who can be productive scorers, of course, Mabry and Sullivan inside, and then if Hageman can really find that stroke like she has tonight, they are just going to be a tough out for anyone. There are not too many teams who could put three really good players. And what I love about this team, and I'm, you know, and again with Mabry now, is the supporting cast does all the intangibles. I'm a big fan of Hart, how tough she plays. I think Bridget Ford does a lot of really good things. This is a team that is clearly, Matt, I don't think there's any doubt about it, is really getting better, hitting their peak right now.
It's a good time to do it. Mabry up in the front court will split a double team, draw a foul, and go to the line. And it'll be charged to Amy White. It will be her first. And two free throws coming up for Marina Mabry.
Number three, Marina Mabry, at the line for Manasquan. She has two shots.
Be a good chunk as Mabry makes the first free throw of these players coming back as well for Manasquan. Clark back, she's a freshman. Mabry back, she's a junior. Masoni is back, she's a freshman. Second one up and in by Mabry, she's got 18. Hageman back, she's a junior. So you're bringing back at least some nice core pieces. Here's a three by Phipps. Off the mark, top of the key. Mabry with another rebound. Well over a double-double today for her. Clark in transition. Nice no-look find for Hageman down low. had the ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay with Manasquan. 3:28 to go in this fourth quarter. Manasquan 56, St. Rose 33. Clark looking to drive. Tripped up, no whistle on the deck. Sullivan gets it. And a timeout was taken by Lisa Kokoda before Sullivan had passed it. Didn't want to avoid another tie-up. It will be a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 3:21 to go. Fourth quarter, Manasquan 56, St. Rose 33. We're back right after this 30-second timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. Call Carl's, your first choice in home improvements, or visit bycarls.com.
Manasquan putting it in play off the timeout. Massoni is throwing in for Clark. Working our way down towards the three-minute mark here as Hageman will drive off the left side and drop in the layup from short range. 58-33 in transition. Good feed and find for Rose White, who drops it in for St. Rose on the right block. St. Rose trying to press. Masonius ahead for Sullivan. Trying to flip it for Mabry, cutting through. Couldn't hang on to the pass. Kurtz and White combined on the steal. Napolitano with a long-range three. That's off the mark, no good. Long rebound out of bounds, and it will be Manasquan basketball with 2:40 to go. And checking into the game for the first time for St. Rose, 5'6 senior Megan Hall. She will replace Napolitano. Clark, couple of crossover moves up court. Flipping for Mabry, who will leave off for Masonius. Will take the three from the left side. Off the mark, no good. Had a crack at her own rebound, but collided actually with her own player, Sullivan. As Napolitano will quickly get back off the bench, and Peyton Smith will check out. Phipps. Long find ahead for Napolitano. Back to Napolitano. Inside feed for Rose White. Skip pass for Megan Hall. Here's Phipps. Long three is good. Her first three of the afternoon. 58-38 with 2:05 to go.
I think we're getting close to that time when we'll start seeing some reserves in for Manasquan.
Clark will give to Sullivan, high post. Sullivan going to look to drive and get to the lane. She is fouled on her way up. This will be two free throws. Molly Bryant, number 11, will check into the game for Manasquan. Napolitano with the whistle, her first.
Number 21, Samantha Sullivan. She will have two shots.
Sullivan's free throw rattling out. Ellen Stoll, number 10 for St. Rose, has just checked in.
Molly Bryant, number 11, in for Manasquan.
Second one by Sullivan is good. Puts her into double figures, joining Mabry and Hageman for Manasquan. Phipps has it taken away by Hageman. In transition, Phipps grabbing Hageman on the way up. She'll have an opportunity to add to her point total from the free throw line.
Foul number 24, Cat Phipps, her fourth personal foul. At the line of Manasquan, number 24, Courtney Hageman with two shots.
1:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Manasquan up 59-38. Make it 60-38. Hageman now with 19. Second one also good. Hageman with 20. 61-38. Hall up court, lost the basketball for a second, went out of bounds. And it will be Manasquan basketball again. And Here comes kind of the clearing of the bench for Manasquan. Jerry Palumbi will come in. Jillian Black will come in. Mabry will check out. Amanda Kurtz will come in. Hageman out.
Sullivan out.
Sullivan out. Off the inbound, a steal coming. Megan Hall is quickly fouled by Black.
Number 33, Jillian Black, her first personal 18 foul on that squad.
Be a pair of free throws coming up for Megan Hall. Missing the first. Alex Pendergrass, 5'8 freshman for St. Rose, checking into the game for the first time today.
Amazing how many freshmen, Matt, especially in the girls' game, not only on rosters but get to play. Some of them considerable amount of time.
Travel called on Masonius. We'll give the ball back to St. Rose. 61-39, Big Blue. Off the inbound ball. Can't be handled there. Collected, however, by St. Rose. Stahl will drive. Up ahead of the field off the miss for Manasquan. Masonius with it. 75 seconds to go. Ball deflected up in the air. Handled by St. Rose. Stahl again will throw up court. Phipps trying for the feed inside for Pendergrass. It's intercepted by Palumbi, who will get called for a palming of the basketball. And with 101 to go, another substitution coming into the game. Gianna Fratella, 5'6 junior, will check in for St. Rose. Her first action tonight. Fratella hands off to Pendergrass. Now for Kayla Dillinger, who's also seeing her first action. Pendergrass with the basket. Her first two make it 61-41.
Matt, she's a 5'8 freshman. That girl's going to grow. She may be a player.
Playing Molly Bryant right now, and a timeout taken by Manasquan to avoid a five-second call.
Our Cleves Ocean Trophies player of the game is going to be Courtney Hageman, the hero, or would you say heroine? I don't know what's...
Heroine would be gender correct. Hero, politically correct.
The hero of Wednesday night's, or Tuesday night's semifinal victory. Her basket got Manasquan here. And then she came out after really struggling shooting the other night and lit it up this afternoon and scored 20 points. Of course, there's a lot of heroes on this Manasquan team. We pick one, and we will honor Courtney Hageman as our Cleves Ocean Trophies player of the game.
Off the timeout, Bryant throwing for Kurtz. And then a traveling violation is called on Black for Manasquan. Tara Dugan has come in for Manasquan, the senior. See some action here in a short conference final. Another turnover coming here. We'll give the ball back to Manasquan. A little bit of an anticlimactic celebration with this game well in hand for Manasquan, 61-41. Let's see if the Big Blue put a shot up here or just hold it inside. Masonius pinned off. Working baseline. Triple team comes. Lost the handle on it. It'll be St. Rose basketball with 5.2 to go. We'll keep it here, obviously, for our postgame show. We'll be here in between games to get you set for the boys' game. Fired at the buzzer for Megan Hall. That will do it. Manasquan wins 61-41 to claim the school's third championship in Shore Conference history. They improved to 3-2 in finals, avenged the loss in 2012 for St. Rose. They fall to 3-2 in Shore Conference finals. We'll step out here. Let's take a 60-second timeout. We'll regroup, get you set for the postgame show. Manasquan, winners here, and your Shore Conference champs, 61-41. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network. Purvis Activity Center, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ray Malaspina, your crew for the Shore Conference tournament final. The girls' game now all wrapped up and complete. It is a win for Manasquan, the Big Blue, capturing their first championship since all the way back in the 1983 season. Led by 20 points out of Courtney Hageman, our player of the game. 18 points, Marina Mabry. 11 points for Sam Sullivan. Rest of the scoring for Manasquan. 6 points for Stella Clark. 3 points for Bridget Ford, 2 points for Eva Hart, 1 point for Addie Masonius. Quarter totals for Manasquan, 11, 13, 19, and 18 for a game total of 61. Mabry also with 11 rebounds, so she gets a double-double. Also had 4 assists and 3 steals. Good performance tonight for Manasquan overall. 19 of 45 from the floor, 42.2%. 5 of 12 from behind the arc, 18 of 28 from the free throw line. For St. Rose, hard luck today. Sarah Kurtz led the way. She had 13 points, 8 for Jess Lauro, 7 for Kat Phipps, 3 for Peyton Smith and Sydney Napolitano, 2 for Alex Pendergrass, 2 for Rose White, 1 point for Megan Hall. The totals for St. Rose, 11 of 39 for 28% from behind the arc, 6 of 19, 13 of 20 from the free throw line. Manasquan plus 10 points in the paint, plus 11 points off turnovers, plus 6 second chance points, and plus 4 in the fast break. Biggest lead of the night for Manasquan, 25. The quarter totals for the Big Blue, 11, 13, 19, and 18 for St. Rose, 210, 10, and 19. Final score, 61-41. We will step out here when we return, hopefully be joined at the table for our post-game interview segment portion of the program. A win for Manasquan. The final of the boys' tournament coming up around 3 o'clock. CBA has just taken the floor. Point Beach will follow, number 1 versus number 2. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. We're back right after this with more on the Shore Sports Network. And we are back here. The changeover in crowd starting to take place as a sea of red and white starting to move into empty seats, that being for top-seeded Point Beach, and a lot of blue and white, that being for second-seeded CBA. We are in between games here and about 15 minutes away from the tip of the boys' game, awaiting hopefully our player of the game, Courtney Hageman, who led the way for Manasquan in their route over St. Rose today to win the Shore Conference Championship, 61-41. Hageman had 20 on a 7 of 14 performance, including 3 of 5 from the outside. Manasquan went back into the locker room, kind of talked things over, and good enough to make their way to the table. The head coach and her star player today.
We're going to put those on. I would like you for a couple minutes. Courtney, that's for you.
Thank you.
And joining us courtside is Courtney Hageman, our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game. Congratulations, first of all, on being Shore Conference champions.
Thank you so much.
How's that sound?
It sounds amazing. It's so great, actually.
I want to take you back to the other night. You struggled shooting long range, but I thought you did a great job. You kept a lot of balls alive, some offensive rebounds, and then the game-winning basket off a loose ball. What did that feel like for you?
It was amazing. It was like, I can't even express like the feelings for that. It was like such amazing, and just winning like this and that, like coming off of that is just even greater. I can't explain the excitement.
I'm sure you didn't expect this kind of game where you really led by so much throughout. You got off to a great start, and I really thought I thought you guys played great defense today.
Yeah, we did. We really focused on our defense for this game because we knew we had to stop because they had a lot of great shooters.
And then you found your three-point touch a little bit in the second half. That had to feel good.
Yeah, it did. It felt amazing getting it back.
So you have now taken care of your kind of a little bit of an arch rival. They got you a couple of years ago. You were young then.
Yes.
Now you're a wise junior, and now you head into the state tournament. This team, obviously, with Marina joining the fold, you are playing your best basketball of the season right now, aren't you?
Yes.
You feel like you can make some noise in the States?
Yeah, I think we can do great, too. I think it'll be, like, real accomplishment when we all come together and really keep pushing forward.
Well, congratulations to you. You had a great tournament and a big-time game today, and you are now a Shore Conference champion.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. That's Courtney Hagerman. We're going to ask her coach to come in. I know the first thing Lisa's going to say, the headphones are sweaty. She's directing her player to another interview. She's trying to tell her where to go. Are the headphones sweaty again today?
Sorry, how are you?
Are the headphones sweaty again?
No, not as bad.
I got to believe the last thing you expected was a game in which you just led early by a lot and never really kind of let up.
Right.
Surprised by that?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it, in our practices leading up that, you know, we have to come right out the gate, you know, controlling this game. I said, and if we're able to do that, we're never going to look back, you know. So we knew that we had to defend the three. We knew that as we did get a little bit of a lead, that that was how they would fight back into it if we gave it to them. So we needed to make sure, and I thought that we did a pretty good job throughout the entire game of focusing on that.
I thought two things that were key. Number one, I thought it was the best defensive game I've seen you play.
Yeah.
You know, they never got open looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, looking around, that was what our big thing was making sure that, you know, we defended the three, we communicated. I said to the girls, I said, I'm not so worried about us offensively in this game. I said, it's going to be our defense that is going to make or break this game for us.
And the other thing I had a sense, you had an extra step they didn't have. You got a lot of offensive rebounds in the first half. You fought for every loose ball. Players like Hart and Ford, everyone kind of contributed. Very impressive.
Oh, definitely. You know, we knew that, you know, we're at our best when we're running. You know, we love that high-intensity game. So we knew that if we were able to get the game like that, that may work in our advantage. But we also knew that that would be dangerous because if you get into a run game with them, you know, you're leaving the three open sometimes. So we practiced that all week of defending the three in transition.
Knowing how hard it is to win this tournament and that, you know, all four of the semifinal teams are ranked in the state's top 20. How does it feel for you as a second-year coach who played in this event not all that long ago to be a Shore Conference champion as a coach?
It's pretty unbelievable. You know, it's just, you know, like you said, I know how hard it is, you know, one, to play through it. You're constantly facing good players. You know, every night you got to bring your best game. You know, and then, like, coaching it, I can't believe that, you know, we made it back here and that we, that we won it. I think that, you know, it's a testament to our team. I told the girls, you know, there's a lot of talent on the court. Everybody's a good player at this point. It's going to be whichever group is the better team. And, you know, I think that we came out right away and showed that, you know, for tonight.
Well, I think the case is, there's no doubt about it, you're playing your best basketball, kind of clicking on all cylinders right now. I know you'll try and carry over into that state tournament. Mm-hmm. Not an easy draw. You could see Rumson, you know, along the way.
Yeah.
Another Shore team.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it will definitely be. We'll have to go through some Shore teams,
yeah,
you know, the win. And I think that, like you said, we are playing very good basketball right now, but we can't get content. You know, we have to keep that fire in our eyes. I think that that's what's led us to this point.
Well, congratulations on a great run.
Thank
on
you.
Being a champion. Your husband was very nervous. We walked into the gym today together. I think he feels a lot better now.
Oh, I bet. He gave me a good, like, little thumbs up, you know, in that second half.
Thanks for stopping by,
yeah,
Lisa.
Thank
Congrats.
You. Thank you.
Lisa Kokoda, the Manasquan coach, who is now a Shore Conference champion in just her second year as a head coach. Pretty remarkable. We are moments away, 9.5 minutes away from the start of tonight's boys championship game. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout right about now. We are live from the MAC on the campus of Monmouth University. The Shore Conference boys final coming up after this 2-minute timeout on the Shore Sports Network.